All right, boys and girls, we're going to get started here in a couple minutes. I'm happy to see almost 800 of you all ready to rock. We have a wild week of EVE Online drama in the best way ahead of us. Be talking about that here in a second when the numbers stabilize. All righty. Where do we start? Where do we start? It has been a wild few days. Not of my planning or my scheming. Unfortunately, it's been a wild few days because of this dumb motherfucker, Manto, over on the Serenity server, who decided that he was going to come to Tranquility and show us how it's done. So far, that has not ended well for him. Let me stop and begin at the beginning here, because events have moved so quickly that there's going to be people who are going to be listening to the recording of this fireside that are just tuning in and wondering why the fuck we are so hot to trot, and why there's the whiff of brimstone or grape shot in the air. For some reason that is unknown to me, he thought it was going to be a clever plan, and I think that this began when the normal leadership of Army of Mangos was AFK for whatever reason. Army of Mangos has for years existed and been a sort of D-tier NullSec alliance. And to be fair to Army of Mangos, the D-tier NullSec alliance is still stronger than, say, Pravi Bloc, or stronger than many of the smaller Pappy alliances, right? So even when we're saying that they're mediocre or they're crap or whatever, they were actually effective enough to hold space and do things. So there is sort of this gradation of suckage on a continuum amongst our enemies. Never forget, of course, that Army of Mangos were Pappies. But this scenario that we find ourselves in is more because of the PIBC connection on the Serenity server. So the normal leadership of Army of Mangos is AFK for whatever reason. Fraternity comes calling to finally initiate the blood war that we have been waiting to see happen for months and months and months, years actually, because that blood war between FRT and AOM was put on hold by both FRT and AOM joining 103 other alliances blue to become Pappies and come spend a year and a half trying to exterminate us. We have not forgotten that at all. So, 2 days ago, I wake up to find out that we own their staging Keepstar in Artak A as part of a treaty that didn't make any sense to me. We were going to give them standings until 1700 Eve yesterday. And they were going to move on out. And it seemed so stupid to me that at first I was just like, I don't see the angle. I don't get it. I don't understand. And then a few hours passed, and after some herfing of blurfs and figuring out what the fuck, it comes out that there are these firesides or State of the Gunian equivalents from the Serenity big boss, this dumb bitch, Manto. I have been told the culturally appropriate insult is to tell him to eat shit, because apparently that's his version of eat my ass. He can eat my ass and eat shit both. So this dumb motherfucker, I believe strong-armed Drone Wang, who I believed was the leader of Ranger Regiment, into a awkward reverse merger into Ranger Regiment, and Montu gave a couple of speeches where he said essentially that they were going to puppet master Ranger Regiment from within, that they would keep their command structure, that they would still be AOM, that they would still be all PIBC, and that he had access to the logins for the accounts over there. It was just a big, complicated, steaming mess of Serenity drama. Now, this is where I want to talk about Ranger Regiment before we get into some herfing of blurfs. There were challenges with Ranger Regiment, but we are not Test Alliance. We are not Pappies. Even though there were challenges during the war, like, yes, it has come out that they were under sort of a probationary thing because during the war there were participation issues. And then after the war, we were working with them. They were very well aware from our diplos telling them, like, look, you need to get your fleet numbers up. You can't just sit around and do nothing, like, blah, blah, blah. But, and this is a very big but, even in a scenario where we might have been unhappy about certain aspects of their performance during the war, they were still here. They still actually stuck around. And a lot of them did fight. And they fought hard. And they fought together with all of us. So even as we are shitting on Manto, even as we are shitting on potentially PIBC for whatever the confusing mess that this is, I want you to remember that this is the fucking Imperium. In every scenario, we will always try to do right by our allies. Best possible friend, worst possible enemy. And so what that means, why I gave them a week of blue standings to get out, and why I've asked you all to help find good homes for those that are worthy, is that there are a shitload of entirely worthy, innocent line members in Ranger Regiment. We will not shit on good people who fought by our side. So I am happy to see, I am delighted to see, and what I thought originally was going to happen before Monto decided to come get his dick chopped off, was that many of these line members and corporations that were experiencing less than stellar leadership, either through AOM or through some of the challenges with Ranger Regiment, that these folks could find good homes with good leaders. I want to say a bunch of nice things about Gone with Wendy of Dracarys. Throughout the war, I was incredibly impressed with Dracarys. They have worked to become an extraordinarily strong Chinese time zone entity. And I think that, a lot of it has to do with Gone with Wendy's leadership. He takes the business of being an autocrat very seriously. And so as we see some of these corporations go from Ranger Regiment, go from Army of Mangos into Dracarys, know that I have the utmost trust and respect in Gone with Wendy and his leadership. I have seen him blooded and learning and fighting, and they fought like motherfuckers, and they stuck with us through thick and thin over the last 2 years of nonsense. And so I want to make sure that everybody here who has nasty things to say about this dumbass Monto and these motherfuckers in AOM knows that when it comes to our people, that doesn't cut it. I expect that there will be sort of a shaking out period. I do expect that, yes, there are going to be some people who join us just to try to blue tank and get their shit out. But I'm really not worried about it. I think that in the next 3 months or so, we will have managed this political and geostrategic, whatever, galacto-strategic position that we're in. And I think it'll be to the strength and to the good of us and our allies. I'm very happy with that. I can't say that I'm happy with some of this other stuff. I'm more confused, but there are things that are going to make us very happy, and we're going to get to this whole big announcement thing that I hinted at. Let me take a breath. So, well, it is actually kind of the precursor to a potential war. We'll see. So let's talk about RA and let's talk about the big announcement. For those of you that haven't been following this drama, after all of this discussion of Ranger Regiment and Monto and what's happening on Serenity, yesterday our treaty expired at 1700 for standings for Army of Mangos at the Artak A Keepstar. I went over there and I personally sent 3,277 clones screaming into the void. And then we yanked all of the modules, all the services, I should say, and all of the fuel out of the Keepstar. We did that yesterday in the early afternoon around the time of the Illum meeting. The reason why I'm telling you specifically when is because we are going to have a massive fucking mobilization this upcoming weekend. It's going to be probably between Sunday and Monday, and it may take longer. This is going to be literally the largest salvage operation in the history of online games. There has never been a Keepstar that has successfully been abandoned fucked, and we are going to turn this thing into a fucking loot pinata, and as far as I can see it, it's going to be like the start of Blade in the blood orgy scene, because we're going to handle this thing in the same way that we've handled the healing of Mother Delve. We're going to go there, we're going to lock it down, we're going to blow the fucking Keepstar up, and then there is going to be a party. A loot party. A loot party that could possibly last for, depending on how much is in there, more than 24 hours. No one has ever destroyed a staging Keepstar by abandonment. So we expect that there is going to be massive server lag. We expect that there is going to be chaos, and I expect to have thousands of members of the Imperium involved in this, because it's basically a big feast, and we are going to consume the strategic strength of AOM and incorporate it into our own forces. A lot of us are planning this and working on this, and it's going to be wild. So I need to talk about some of the specifics and what you can expect. What is abandoning a structure? Why does this matter? When you remove the fuel from a structure and you do what we've done to it, it sets off a timer of approximately 8 days. There is some jitter at the end of this, so we cannot tell exactly when it is going to be there. So sometime Sunday, potentially into Monday, depending upon CCP, this thing is going to go from low power to abandoned. We will need to have forces there in advance. We will need to have people kind of like the M2 camp style watching it like hawks. Also, because we don't want people who are not allowed out to get out. It'd be hard for them to get out, considering the things that are in there now, and we've destroyed their clones, but you know what I mean. I understand that it's been a few months. I also understand that this is the same organization that camped M2 for 2 months without ceasing. So I feel pretty confident in telling you guys that if it takes between 24 and 36 hours, it is what it is. I want you to understand, if you've ever been on a loot pinata operation before, we expect at least 3,300 characters worth of loot spew. And that's just for the people that had their clones there, right? There could be much more. We know that there are a certain amount of titans there. We know that there is a shitload of capitals. We know that there are citadels there. So what we are going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is we are going to dust off the policy that we had during the healing of Mother Delve, during the Regunquista, where we went through and we swept all the pubby filth out of our regions, and we had this thing where it's like, if there's a strategic asset, where it's like there's a cap or a super cap or a titan or there's a citadel, basically something that like G-Sol wants, like if G-Sol tells me that they want us to contract X, Y, and Z to the alliance, I'm just going to tell you guys to say whatever G-Cell wants, right? But basically what we're going to do, we're going to nationalize some of the strategic stuff, we're going to share this bounty depending on what we get, and then beyond the level of the super strategic shit, it's just a fucking party, because it's going to be too big for us to try to regulate. And I want you guys to just take their subcaps, I want you to take their loot, I want you to enjoy the feast. It's going to be a gigantic fucking party. And you are all invited to loot everything that you can carry off. We are going to try to make that looting as easy as possible, both using town organization. We are putting Fortizar. We have at least one Fortizar down. They're basically setting up a whole supply chain between now and next Sunday in order to enable us to drink AOM's milkshake. That is what we are doing here. We are going to drink their fucking milkshake, and we're going to have a party while we do it. No one has ever force abandoned a Keepstar before. If you are wondering what any of this is, you may remember that Test was accusing us of, we're going to do this to Brave, or nobody should do deals with us because we might do this kind of thing or what have you. This is a vulgar display of power. We have obeyed all of the letters of all of our deals, and then Monto decided to tell everybody in two consecutive speeches that they had a plan to fuck us and expect that we and the Hand did not have agents that speak fluent Mandarin, even though we have multiple Chinese entities within Goonswarm, multiple Chinese entities within the Imperium. This dumb motherfucker decided to make these choices. So I want to welcome him to Tranquility to make sure that he has an enjoyable experience on our server. And we're going to throw a party about it. A party where all of us will hopefully get fucking ripped. So we need to work out some of the details, guys. And this is, again, this opportunity landed in our laps because of Montu's incompetence and venality. And so we are taking advantage of the opportunity. That means that we're going to take some of the things we've learned from previous loot pinata ops, and we are going to attempt to scale those up. There will be mistakes. There is probably going to be a system where if you find something really fancy, like if you're looking through the loot boxes and you find a revenant, we're probably going to have a thing where we tell you, you know, report the fancy loot to these four G-Sol people and they'll make a note of it. Because if you find something really, really, really special, you're not going to want to scream about it on open comms, because that, you know, we essentially have to extract these assets. We've got to get them from a field of loot and lag. We have to get them to our Fortizars, and we've got to get them out, right, to the gigantic sucking sound back to Delve of all of the strength in these assets. I want you to understand that in an environment where a dreadnought costs what it costs, an environment where a titan costs what it costs, it is far superior, it is always superior, to take the enemy's strength and add it to your own than to simply destroy the enemy's strength. And now Montu has fucked up so badly that he has given us an extraordinarily rare strategic opportunity. I want you guys to remember during the Great Rout, when we sent thousands of stunned carp fleeing from Delve so quickly that it caused a fuel crisis across the entire galaxy. I said that was a huge opportunity to bring all of the galaxy's strength together and give them a 30% haircut. And we have still enjoyed the benefits of that to this day. This is a similar thing. This is not just, hey, guys, we get a chance to do some drama and scream and blow up a keep star and get some fun subcaps. This is an opportunity to take an entity who was hardcore pappy for a year and a half and take their carriers and take their dreadnoughts and take anything that isn't nailed down and add it directly to the strength of the Imperium's fleets. So it's not just a fun blood orgy, it's not just a party, it's for a good cause, which is taking from the bad guys and adding it to the strength of the good guys, not merely destroying what the enemy has, but adding it to our own, and then using it against other pappies, because as we have seen today, just before this fucking fireside, which we had to delay because of this, these fucking pappies are still out there. I linked an earlier battle report that didn't have as many goons on it. We had a later battle report in the ping that I sent announcing the fireside delay. But there was 550 fucking pappies. I saw some reports today that Horde is blueing fire. Fire, of course, has severance in it. All of the pappies might be changing their names, but they are still fucking pappies. And as we will be demonstrating in our TAC A, there is only one way which will respond towards pappies, which is absolute and utter devastation whenever and wherever possible. So we're going to twist the fucking knife. We are going to take from AOM, and we will use what we take from AOM against the rest of these fucking pappies. And we will repeat this process. If we are able to do this, the largest salvage operation in the history of online gaming, sometime between Sunday and Monday, depending on when it comes out, then this will become a format for us. As I've said, I wanted to become an awakened empire after the war. I wanted to become the crisis. And it doesn't get much more crisis than coming in, locking down a staging keep star, force abandoning it, and then looting everything they could not evacuate into our fleets and enriching ourselves through the process. And yes, this will likely happen during the DC meetup. That is unfortunate. I would suggest that you blame Manto. This is essentially just how this worked out. The timing on this is awkward for people who are going to the DC meet. I understand that. This is just how the timers work, right? It is what it is. Now, we will know and be able to get better estimates as to how long the operation is going to take once we get there. There is a possibility that I may even call a State of the Goonian to prepare for this when we get closer to this. That is how serious this is. That is how big an opportunity it is. There has never been a time where a staging keep star that had 3277 clones and at least 19 Titans that we knew about that we could locate, at least 19 Titans are still in that fucking thing. Who knows? Who knows what else is in there? We are going to find out, because we are going to lock that system the fuck down and annihilate everything that gets in our way while we drink their milkshake. Will we have an opportunity to purchase caps from GSOL at a lower price than what's in CCB's fucked economy, or will they just be strategic reserves? Or is something still being worked out? A combination of yeses to all of that. We don't know what we're going to find. If there are special case high value things, we might, like, if we end up looting a Moloch or a Revenant, we will probably like auction those off in order to like fund war bond payments and stuff like that. We're going to have to see what we get. It is also possible, and I want people to understand, there is a failure scenario here. There's a failure scenario of something breaks with a server or something databasey gets fucky and the entire system gets lagged to fucking back. No one has ever done this to a keep star on Tranquility before, so we have to assume that things can and will go wrong. We have to assume tremendous lag. I want everybody going into this understanding that there will be tremendous lag. And if there isn't, that's great. We're going to file reinforcement petitions with CCP to try to get all of the relevant systems, the reinforcement, the node reinforcement that they need. But instead of going into this hoping for the best, let's always prepare for the worst, assume the worst, plan out the failure scenarios, and go accordingly. So what we find on the field after it pops, we will take inventory and we'll figure out what the fuck we're doing and we will let you know. But the goal of this is to turn this into a massive blood orgy party where all of you get rich at AOM's expense. And Pancake Wolf, I hope, ends up actually showered in gifts after this. Some heroic shit there. Have I had any communication with fraternity about this? And if so, how hard are they laughing? I'm not going to comment on any kind of diplomatic relations that we are having, but because like the nature of this FRT-AOM thing was we weren't going to get involved. We were not going to get involved in this, right? Like Initiative is deploying to Esoteria to shoot a bunch of people because there were things happening out there. And there are still things happening out there, but kind of like with my policy when it comes to getting between Russians fighting Russians, I don't like to get involved in Russian-on-Russian conflicts, and I don't like getting involved on Chinese-on-Chinese conflicts either, right? I just don't believe it's appropriate to mess around in other people's civil wars. However, what Monto did was I took it personally. I'll admit it. I felt personally disrespected. I felt, my God, does this guy think that we're such a bunch of fucking idiots that we wouldn't notice this D-tier metagaming? And that's what I thought before this dumbass spelled out his evil plan, thinking that we couldn't understand Mandarin, right? Like, just some D-list, like, you know, even test and Pravi block over here on Tranquility metagames better than this dumb motherfucker. So that's how we got involved. And why am I talking about this as it relates to a question about FRT? So there have been options of like who camps RTAC-A. And for a while yesterday, Fraternity was camping RTAC-A, and we actually gave them ACL rights to gun RTAC-A to make sure that nobody could escape while we were asleep, essentially. As far as I'm concerned, this is, you know, the FRT AOM thing. I don't really want, you know, the Imperium is siding with FRT or the Imperium is siding with AOM. Like, none of this had anything to do with us. I wanted to sit back and eat popcorn. And the explicit idea was if AOM lost, that their corpse, some of them would join the Imperium and we would sort through the good ones and say no to the bad ones. And then that would be that, right? That's perfectly normal when block wars are won or lost and an entity disintegrates. That's normal course of business, right? but then Montube did this thing and here we are. So I think FRT is probably happy that we slit the throats of their hated enemy and publicly humiliated him. I don't really think that it's going to be a problem because my plan on the RA salvage operation is to throw thousands of fucking Imperium members at it in an organized fashion, and we will murder anything that gets in our way, or we will lose our spaceships trying, get more spaceships, and then murder whatever gets in our way. So that, you know, there is no way to do this in a subtle manner, and so instead of trying to be subtle, we're just going to go for brute fucking force. And I think that everybody understands how this is going to play out. And if somebody doesn't and they decide that they want to mess with us, then great. Question about SIGs and squads being the next step after RA. The truth is that we were thinking about getting together for some kind of a potential SIGs and squads or maybe a Jeff related thing and having discussions about that, because there are some things that are happening in the Galactic Southeast that could develop into deployment scenarios. Those plans have been pushed back by at least 1 week because we need to resolve the scenario with the RTAC-A keep, and now the chessboard has been substantially altered in our favor, which I love. So it is up to us to secure the bounty of AOM's doom and consume that strength, at which point we will turn and pivot and use that against those who oppose us. What will be happening to the Ranger Regiment structures? So some of those Ranger Regiment structures are going to go into, if a Ranger Regiment corporation becomes a Drakaris corporation, those become Drakaris structures, right? There's only one corporation in Ranger Regiment that ended up getting a blacklist. And it's not even a corporation, it's one individual who is the CEO that was causing tons of problems during the war. And that is not reflected on Ranger Regiment as a whole. That is not reflective on any of this. It is entirely possible that Drone Wang was meaning very well, but he is simply a employee of Manto over on the Serenity server. And when this dumb motherfucker came over to Tranquility thinking he could be the big boss, he fucked everything up for his underlings, essentially. And that's on him. And that's why I'm saying, you know, don't be all blood and fire and anger about Ranger Regiment. This is about Manto fucking something up. If Manto had not gotten involved in this, what we predicted would happen was that Fulcrum, who is, you know, not very competent, but Fulcrum had been sort of running things on the AOM side, we expected that they would lose against FRT, which they were doing, and that they would probably break up, which they were doing, and that they were going to fold into various entities across both the Imperium and the wider galaxy, right? We only wanted maybe 20, 30% of some of these guys. We'd have to vet them, blah, 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 depending upon the entity. But certainly no situation where an extant PIBC command structure and chain of command would join Ranger Regiment and just be a plant, a sock puppet, a straw man. All of the blame for what has happened here is to be put at the feet of Manto, who can eat shit, and we will be making him eat shit, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Do I expect Pappy to show up like in full force? God, I hope so. God, I hope so. I do expect that if it's a big enough loot plume, I think that people will turn up just to sort of see the spectacle or try to fuck with us. If there's a big lag field, there could be lots of possibilities. And personally, I want to prepare for overwhelming, unsubtle, vulgar displays of power and force. And so that is what we are going to do. Is there a risk that assets and Ranger Regiment structures in period basis will meet the same fate as the RTAC AQ-STAR? No, absolutely not. We are not going to fuck over Ranger Regiment as they are going through this time of difficult transition. Like I've said, I do not hold Drone Wang responsible. I have some questions about the nature of the structure between Ranger Regiment and their leadership and the leadership of PIBC. But again, whenever there's a scenario where leadership fucks up, I think that it is bad form, and it also just leaves a bad taste and leaves a bad taste in everybody's mouth if we are shitty to these guys. That even if, you know, maybe there are some people in Ranger Regiment that you didn't think did enough in terms of fighting in the war, but a lot of them did fight in the war, and they stuck it out even though it was ugly, and they didn't have to. They could have joined Horde, they could have gone anywhere, but even regardless of any of the circumstances, they were there. And we were working with them to improve their fleet numbers, right? And then Manto woke up one day and fucked it all up for them. So I want us to be understanding of that. I want us to be gentle regarding that. That doesn't mean that somebody who is, appears to be a PIBC botter infiltrator or something like that should be rolled out the red carpet for, right? Like, as we are recruiting people, as we are vetting and understanding who is who and what is what, you know, the usual things apply. I think you can tell from people's kill boards and just talking to them and using brain cells whether somebody was in it for the tribe and the society and the space empire, or that they were in it for themselves. And so that's one of the reasons why I don't mind groups like AOM breaking up and then going through the process of being recruited as corporations or as individuals, because the way it typically works, like with what happened when Deadco broke up, is the people that are shitheads are going to out themselves as shitheads probably within the first month or so. And there's this normal sort of 3-month-long sorting process of, okay, you have 5 different corporations that came up from this one alliance. Now they're in, you know, 3 different alliances in the Imperium, and who's cool, who's not. And, you know, there's this sorting process where idiocy is identified and purged, and, you know, just the normal course of things. What was so insane about this was Manto saying openly, we're going to keep our same command structure. I can log into the accounts of the people leading Ranger Regiment. Oh, by the way, we've been in charge all this time, and nothing is going to change because we're going to just join the Imperium this way, after acknowledging that we weren't accepting new members in the Imperium. Idiot. Fool. We're going to take all of his shit and rub it in his face forever until he learns to stay on his fucking server. Anyway, yes, this Keepstar is in Esoteria. We're talking about a Keepstar in RTAC A. I'm just as confused as you are that it is ours, but it is the case. Is this a dinner bell for other people to show up and eat our lunch? I hope so. I hope somebody tries. I don't think they will, but if they do, that's great. I mean, this is a scenario where we're going to be spending the next week laying in supply lines. Initiative is already deployed nearby. You guys were out there just a few minutes ago. The reason this fireside was delayed was you guys were out there kicking ass within it and murdering pappies, as is good and just. Any perma Hellcamp fleet, or are we going to let only FRT camp? I got a report earlier that FRT was not actually on the Keepstar at the moment, so I would encourage people that can get out there with Hictors and such to make sure that it is camped. I wouldn't say no to a long-term camp there. I don't think it's necessary for us to do that for the next 8 days, but I definitely want interested people to have eyes there, to get some hectares there and have something going on in that regard. I thought that FRT would be there nonstop, but I woke up today and apparently they're not. So we just need to make sure that there is coverage. And we are going to be building up supply lines and making sure that there are appropriate citadels and everything along the way to make sure that we can drink their milkshake appropriately. Please do bear with us, of course, because we've never done this before at this scale. And we get to do an emergent gameplay, boys and girls. We're doing an EVE Online. We're doing something that nobody has ever done at this scale in any video game anywhere. So please do be around for it and turn up for it. Once we establish the camp, when it gets closer to go time, like when we're around Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we're going to need to keep a permanent watch. We're going to need to keep a permanent camp. We're going to need to hold control of that system. And at some point in that jitter time, there is going to be a moment where it goes from low power to abandoned, at which point we're going to make sure that we herf all the blurfs, call everybody together, blow the fucking thing up, lock the system down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then the reaping will begin. Will Mind One be playing for this? I hope so. We were making Blade Blood Orgy jokes about it yesterday. I don't know if that's going to be the gimmick that sticks with it, but absolutely, especially considering it's just going to be a lot of work going through 3,000 plus containers of these guys' shit and stealing it, liberating it, whatever the hell you want to call it. All right, let me see. I want to give some shout-outs that are unrelated to what we're talking about here. One of the things that has really been awesome to see is the success of the Locust Fleet organization. As they have expanded to using not just Rorquals, but using barges and exhumers and all of the appropriate mining bells and whistles, we appear to have essentially solved the how-to-mine moon problem at scale. And so I have a number of shout-outs to Don Rea, of course, to Avid Sensei, and to Ragnar for taking the initiative and really getting out there to lead and grow Locust Fleet. So our economy does have moon ripping taking place at scale. That makes me very happy. And that's just a really good baseline. I've also been very happy with how the Stupid Idiot Fleets have been working out. And I think everybody's been having fun with those, so that's awesome. Are we minting an NFT to memorialize this momentous occasion? I saw a tweet the other day that said that the total population of humans that had engaged in anything in the NFT shit pile market was less than 400,000. And I bet you that half of those are sock puppets in the first place. So yeah, as I said on the Meta Show yesterday, the state is opposed to NFTs of any kind. They are scam, they are stupid, and I'm not going to listen to anything that Hilmar tries to tell me about why I should care about a fucking NFT. NFT, this is now perfect for your bingos, though. You can use NFTs in bingo and make fun of them as much as you want. Will Monto be banned for admitting account sharing? I doubt it. That happened on a speech that a guy on Serenity gave, and I don't even know if he has a Tranquility account. We make jokes about how I don't play much EVE Online, but compared to this guy, I'm fucking coon me. Alrighty, let me see what else we got. Can we get a Alonzi to send us off to mine AOM? One of the ironies of the Doctor Who stuff is that my understanding is that the 10th Doctor, Christopher Eccleston or whatever, wouldn't have anything to do with the Doctor Who licensed NFT card game that the BBC is doing, because he thinks NFTs are shit and are environmentally damaging and refused to have anything to do with the project. That is a rumor. I'm not sure because I don't care enough to actually go source that, but it sounds about right. 10th is Tennant, so I guess 9th is Eccleston. Yeah, that guy's such a fucking badass. Who is taking Mango's space? Now, that is a very good question. I want people to understand our policies when it comes to not taking space we do not need. This comes up because there are power vacuums opening up all around us. There's a power vacuum in Cloud Ring, which is good. Triumvirate is running for the hills, and we are going to be getting the Jump Ridge network that we asked for nicely as a result. They could have just given it to us, but now they're homeless. Seems like a common theme. Cloud Ring is still a floodplain. Most of the stuff in the to the east of us here is definitely a floodplain, and a bunch of Russians want it. I am not going to get involved in any of that shit or tell which Russians who wants what space, because we have built tall here in this empire. I still believe that building tall is the right way to go. and there is currently not much value in the space in Esoteria. Now, that doesn't mean that we aren't going to go to war in that territory, especially if I keep seeing fleets of like 550 fucking pappy bitches turning up with, you know, fire and horde potentially bluing each other. If Elfboy wants to step out here, I would be delighted to give him the Manto treatment. And I look forward to that because that bitch still owes me some fudge stripes. Are we going to keep the Eye of Terror through the area, though? I think that in general, it is wise for us to have a secure and optimized jump bridge network that allows us to have opportunities in many places. And there's a distinction between investing in a region that we think is not worth it versus having a few places where we might have jump bridges. Obviously, we're not going to talk about the details of where, why, or when, but one of the things that I am extremely happy about in the post-war rebuilding of Delve is that, as you guys have enjoyed, we have a far more optimized and sensible bridge network, and that is something that I'm just delighted by, and I don't see a reason to stop doing that. Okay, I think that is going to be it today, boys and girls. We have a shitload of work to do. Make sure that if you can make it, prepare to clear your schedule sometime in that you know, Saturday into Monday zone. We will have more details and herf and posts and possibly even a State of the Goonian about this. So stay tuned. If we are going to State of the Goonian, I will probably announce that Thursday, Friday. But we are going to throw... potentially, if y'all turn up to get rich at AOM's expense, we're potentially, I'm perfectly willing to throw thousands of people at this thing, because you only get an opportunity like this once every few years, and we're gonna fucking maximize that shit. So, thank you for turning up. Let's get ready. And hey, if people fuck with us more, and if a Pappy fucks with more, and there's turns into a conflagration and a big old conflict, then great. So, I am really, really proud of everyone. I'm proud of how this has been handled. I'm proud of how it's playing out. Please be respectful to anybody who is coming over from Ranger Regiment or AOM, because that means that they have been vetted, or they are being put through a process of vetting. And just don't be shitty to Ranger Regiment just because Montu was a shitbag, right? Like, we have to remove the leadership structure. We cannot allow PIVC to hijack one of the Imperium's alliances and just act like that ain't no thing. But that is not the fault of Ranger Regiment's line members. Thank you for coming. And we've got a wild week ahead. Let's get back out there.